As we go live to air this evening, final preparations are underway for Pope Benedict's arrival in Austria tomorrow. Veronica Scaresbrick is in country ahead of the Holy Father. Good evening, Veronica.
Good evening, Chris.
Veronica, we imagine excitement is really building around the Holy Father's arrival. Can you describe the scene for us, the mood of the people this evening?
Yes, sure, Chris. The weather may be gloomy in Vienna, but there's a buzz about town. It's time for a celebration on the eve of Pope Benedict's arrival, and the people I spoke to expressed great excitement, although there were fringes of discontent for one reason or the other. The popular press, like Kronen Zeitung, has been offering, for the most part, practical details, maps of the Pope's itinerary, information about Pope mobiles, how to download text messages from the Pope. Bumper posters show the Pope inviting you to do exactly that. The most widely read newspaper in Austria, focused instead on the theme of this journey, looked to Christ, Christus Schauen, meaning Joseph Ratzinger's theological background, and they also mentioned his encyclical God is Love. Curiously, one newspaper said that they could give advice on doctors giving advice as how to safely walk the sacred way to the Marian Shrine of Maritzell in order to celebrate 8.5 centuries since it was first founded. It was freezing yesterday afternoon when I went there, and the surrounding mountains were snow-tipped. Preparations were well underway for the Pope's visit, of course, and the little space that's around the Basilica, which houses an ancient Romanesque statue of Our Lady, was literally surrounded by a maze of complex scaffolding for makeshift seating, and of course TV vans. In Vienna instead, in the venues of the Pope's visit, like the churches, security was visible and barriers being set up by soldiers. I saw this around the Holocaust Memorial as well, I have to say. At the entrance of churches, buckets of flowers, red roses, white lilies and yellow daisies sent out an overpowering scent. The red and white and the yellow and white, of course, being the colours of respectively Austria and the Vatican. Chris, that's all from me. Perhaps the Cardinal Archbishop of Vienna and President of Austria's Bishop Conference, Christoph Schönborn, can tell us what he thinks the highlights of this journey are.
I am happy that we have so many highlights. The greatest highlight is certainly Mariazell, the Jubilee of Mariazell. And to celebrate the Jubilee with the Holy Father is an enormous privilege and a great joy for many Catholics in Austria and in the surrounding countries. Then there will be a short visit and silent remembering of the victims of Shoah nearby the center of the city. And at the end of his visit, he will celebrate Mass in St. Stephen's Cathedral, so to say a normal Sunday Mass, which will certainly be not so normal because it is the Holy Father himself who celebrates.
And that was the Archbishop of Vienna, Cardinal Christoph Schönborn, who was presented to us by Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks to Veronica, who is in Austria following the Holy Father's visit from tomorrow to the 9th.